does it really mean to be a mother? I mean, now I know we had no idea, right? I mean, let's face it. And sometimes I meet some girls that are just mothers-to-be or considering motherhood. And when I hear what they have to say, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like me years ago. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
But even if you would tell what they are expecting or what is coming for them, you don't get it if you don't go through pregnancy, giving birth and having a toddler and having a baby and just go with it. You don't get it before.
Yeah, no, that's true. I thought I was so prepared. And then the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the?
And it was actually different between us because you always read a lot of books to just get information and stuff like this. And I started to read a little bit about being pregnant, babies, toddlers. And then I realized, no, I don't want to read anything about it anymore.
Yeah.
I just go with my guts.
Okay.
So I stopped reading books quite early.
I was reading it, but I must say, like, none of those books really spoke to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still like another subject about all the available data, books, et cetera, that we can buy about motherhood and womanhood. But I must say, I was deeply disappointed what kind of information you receive. Like, at that point, I thought this is important information, you know, like even getting you through pregnancy, childbirth, and what happens after. But I had a feeling that most of the books and resources that I found focus so much about pregnancy and the birth, and literally nothing prepared you what really comes after. And I find it like the biggest challenge comes after. You know, like even like I didn't even find so many, I didn't even know that breastfeeding is going to be so challenging.
Yeah, you know what to do because you're a woman.
Exactly. Just because I have a uterus doesn't make me a great mom. Or does just because I have two boobs doesn't mean that I'm going to be great at breastfeeding or my baby's going to know what to do, etc.
When Ida was, I think, 1 year old,
I saw you with that baby and I was speechless. Julia is actually the one who was the bravest first. And
I went first. I was pregnant. I went first.
So Yula is sitting with this baby and it's so surreal. And there's like a human. And I remember you were so relaxed. I wasn't saying much that day because I was so confused. It's just like, it was, I don't know what I had in my mind in that time. But for me, it was just like having a baby changes your world entirely. But then I see you both guys and you were so happy and you were so relaxed and this baby's kind of chilling on your arms. And then I was just like, wow, maybe I just got this whole thing wrong.
Yeah, because you had questions like, okay, how is your life now? And can you still do the same things like before?
Yeah.
What changed? Tell me the things which are different now. And I think I didn't sugarcoat it. But I told you, you can't do the same for a long time. It does change everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always had to think I'm still the same, but I have to do different things. And I couldn't keep up with a lot of stuff I used to do before because my whole world was with a baby and being a mother now.
Yeah.
And being at home for the first time and stuff like that. And because I really enjoyed my work as well, you know.
Yeah.
At this time, I was still a nurse in the hospital. I missed it, you know, and was difficult. Yeah, so I told you it will be different because you were like, okay, do you think I can keep up my career like this? I was like,
probably not.
Probably not like this, you know.
If I could compare a motherhood in those past 4 years, it's a pure survival mode.
Yes.
No matter how good we're doing, even if it's like a good day or a week, you still have to struggle with so many things. You do it over and over and over again. Somehow you manage to put that whole thing together.
Exactly.
You put her to sleep, you kiss her in the forehead, and then you're like, ah,
I'm tired too.
I'm tired too. But it's like, you know, you've got this like 1 hour of your free time if you're lucky. And then you're like, now laundry, should I clean up? Should I catch up with some work? Should I just like, you know, I don't know, lay down and do nothing? Oh,
just do nothing.
Can I just have one episode of my Netflix series? Like, I want to just watch Bridgerton.
Getting a message. Do you have 10 minutes? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's catch up.
Let's do some notable mom stuff.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, okay, I will chillax tomorrow. If you think about it, this is pure madness. And I think if I look at our conversation years before we got children, and now when our children are 4, 6, and 4,
we were clueless.
Oh my God.
Totally.
You jump on board in this kind of roller coaster and it's just insane. And it gets more insane and then it gets a little bit quiet and then it just slaps you in the face and you get up again and it's just like, and then this little thing looks at you and says, love you, mommy. And then you're like, oh, it's the most insane thing I've ever done.
And the most beautiful.
Yeah.
But also the hardest.
And the most purpose giving.
Yes.
The most purpose giving, rewarding and hardest thing I've ever done. I don't think that you can compare it to anything else.
No. You can't.
Right?
No, you can't. This is something which will stay and last with you forever. It's nothing you just can give back or change, or even if you would not live with your kids for some reason, you will always be a mom.
Yeah, that's true. What would be like the most challenging thing about motherhood for you as a mom?
Oh, it's a good question. But I think what I said recently quite often also to my husband and to friends is like, when I'm at home with my family, just with my family, and we don't have any appointments or stuff, we just can be in the place right now, then everything feels fine. But if I get messages from work, there is an appointment coming up, somebody gives a call, you still have to do stuff like this, this and this, and things are just topping up. I'm still studying, you know, there's always something to do as well next to work. And it just puts another drop in my glass, and another one, and another one. And it starts to just fill up and flows over. And I always felt the hardest thing is everything around me, but not my family.
Okay.
All the people around me who expect things from me to do, to be able to do, this makes my life more difficult.
Okay.
Sometimes I just want to be in this safe space at home, no appointments, no phone, no Wi-Fi, no connection to the outside.
And focus
then
on one
I'm
thing.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not stressed. I'm not full with other stuff. And I can enjoy being a mom.
Sometimes I have a feeling that I lose myself because I'm trying to be so perfect, you know, in everything that I'm doing and in fulfilling my role as a mom, as a wife, as like, you know, at work and so on. And I'm trying to give 100% in all of this and it's just impossible. And I think this is what I'm learning, that sometimes 60% is also okay and how to deal with that. So because I am perfectionist, I can say that, like if I clean, then I clean. If I work, then I work. If I'm a mom, then I'm just like, you know, going nuts, like, because I want to organize this amazing time for my daughter. And then I'm like, you know, she's just happy with just hanging out with me and just doing nothing. And then I'm just overthinking stuff. And then at the end of the day, I am so exhausted. I don't have any energy left for doing something for myself, even having a cup of tea or yoga or anything, you know, something that really makes me feel good. That's what it is. I don't know how to balance the work life family without losing myself. Stay connected to me. Listen to my needs. Listen when I exaggerate. Listen to when my body's telling me, it's like, okay, now it's time to stop. Now it's time that someone else takes care of you. So this is my biggest challenge. I lose myself all the time.
And I think very high expectations, you know, how things work out, how your day will be, planning things, what beautiful things you could do with your daughter, you know, spending time outside and stuff. We have high expectations that she will like it. She will have a lot of fun. And then she doesn't have a lot of fun. Yeah, it sucks out the energy. You always give 110%. You are actually a person full of energy. I think now you lose a lot of energy being a mom. You recognize this as well. You still want to put the same power into things like before. Yeah, you get it in your face all the time. I can't have the same expectations anymore. And at the end of the day, we are exhausted.
If you look at like family life and parenthood as a big project, then it's like a multitasking in a huge scale. In general, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to break it apart and saying like, okay, what is causing us problems? Yeah. How can we solve that? And what can take that load off you? I know my husband feels very similar, but I don't think he's that fixed on it. Like he knows not everything needs to be perfect. He's okay with a little bit of a mess or something. He's okay if, I don't know, clothes are not perfectly, you know, folded or ironed or whatever. He's just okay what it is today. Yeah. Why are we going so crazy?
Just leave it. The work is never done. I'm never able to finish anything. And I think this is the kind of frustration I feel afterwards, because before kids, when I clean my apartment, I finish it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Now I always start something, getting in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Mom, can you come and help me? Mom, can you play? And of course, it's always half done. Yeah. So there is always work which is never finished, and it sucks. I see it all the time. You know, there's the laundry, there are the dishes. Oh, I wanted to do it like 2 hours ago, but now I'm playing with my kid because I, you know, wanted to spend some time with it. I don't need to have it clean, you know. But I feel more comfy when things are getting done, you know. It's frustrating. I don't like it. There's always something not finished.
Yeah. One of the first thing I noticed as a mom with like a tiny, tiny baby, because I was breastfeeding every half an hour, I had this like funny vomiting baby that was just kind of eating and vomiting right after. I always had this window of more or less like 15 minutes that I can do something. And I remember at the very, very beginning doing my nails for like a week or two. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, one nail. And I'm like, coming back. And I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to bed. Next day. It was just crazy. So nothing was done.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't put any tick box or any task like for a year or something. Yes. It was driving me insane.
Mm-hmm. Now it's 4 years later, you know, and it's still the same.
Okay, I do my nails at one end of the evening.
But there are other boxes which you are not ticking off, you know? So it does change, of course, you know? And you get a little bit more time for some other stuff because your kid is able to do more now. But still, there are so much boxes which are not ticked off.
Yeah.
And so the frustration is still going on.
Yeah, it's a different frustration, I think, because, you know, once you go back to work, and we had the privilege in Germany to have the maternity leave maternity leave, which is very important, which we're going to write about very soon about maternity leave, because it's not always obvious.
So different.
In Germany, you do have a paid 1 year maternity leave, and it's amazing because you can stay with your children for 1 year, but you still go back to work at some point.
Yeah.
And then your tasks are growing and you have to learn how to deal with the new reality like everyone else. But it is a freaking roller coaster. So if you had like a stable life and you took stuff for granted, which I totally did, then you in a way start to appreciate small things. You know what I'm saying? Like for the first time when you go shopping again or you're by yourself again, you're like, wow, this is so beautiful.
But just like things that you can eat your food while it's warm.
Oh.
You know, stuff like
that. I just started it recently, maybe half a year ago.
Yeah.
It's insane, isn't it?
Because everybody else comes first.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
No,
totally not. Yeah. Also not my husband, you know. It's just like I do first food for the kids.
Yeah.
Get something to drink for the kids, you know, drink some water because you didn't drink a lot. I tell my daughter all the time. And then I think like, you didn't drink anything at all. And then I want to drink and then just had a sip. And then an hour later, I looked to the glass and I was like, you were supposed to drink this. You didn't drink it. So the time goes by, the day goes by. And then I realized I didn't really drink. Did I eat? And you know, you make this nice plate for your kids and smileys on top of it. But you don't do it for yourself.
No.
But this is what happens to me every day. I'm feeling exhausted at the end of the day because I'm not able to look after myself.
I went away for 2 days, like half a year ago. And I went just up in the mountains and I just closed myself up and it's like a small space. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I had no thoughts, like nothing. First, it was just like there was nobody there, you know, because all of a sudden my brain received all that space. Nobody wanted anything from me. There was nobody screaming, I want to eat, you know, there was no work, there was no nothing. It was just pure silence. It was beautiful. And after those 2 days, when I had so much space for myself. I did yoga. I went to the nature. I was just kind of, I was watching so many Bridgertons and all that stuff in the evening too, drinking wine and just doing nothing. It was amazing. And then I remember back in my car, I was sitting in my car and I was just like, oh my God, it's so nice to see that you're still there because I haven't seen you. I haven't heard from you for a while. Like, hey, how you been? My voice got so small and so suppressed kind of because of all those needs and because of all the cold meals and because of all that stuff. And all of a sudden you see, okay, I'm still there. It's just the circumstances are different. So, so I think this is probably one of the most important things is just to, I would say as a mom, to keep on checking up on yourself, you know?
You know, but I can't go to this point. I had some times when I got to the point where I was like, oh, okay, there you are. You know? But most of the time, you know, when I have a day for myself because my kids are with the grandparents and my husband is not around or whatever. So I have the house for myself and I start to clean. I keep myself busy and then I always think about like, okay, let's sit down. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to. And then I do it. And then I find myself again doing something, you know, and I know where this comes from. We can talk about this another time because it's something psychological as well. But it's hard for me to get to this point where I'm just with myself. It takes time to get there. It's not a switch you can do, you know. It takes time. And I talk about hours and days till I get to the point, oh, here you are.
But it is really hard. I don't have a recipe yet. I hope maybe some of our listeners, if you guys have a recipe on how to make this madness a little bit less mad, please let us know because we have no idea. But long story short, we come to an end of our first episode. Turns out that we're talking more about madness of motherhood. This is how we're going to call the first episode of Madness of Motherhood. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for listening.
See you soon.
Wait, before you go, here is our disclaimer. Listen up, it's important. The Notable Mom podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions shared are personal experiences and should not be considered professional medical, psychological, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional for any concerns related to your health, well-being, or personal circumstances. The hosts and guests of this podcast are sharing their own insights and do not take responsibility for individual decisions made based on this content. All right, that's it. See you next time.